Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, and this is London Council 7 Representative Jennifer Rivera reporting. Open enrollment for next year's benefit election started on October 14th, and we are receiving calls from many of you expressing frustration with the process. Some of you indicate you have not received materials from the company in the mail. Others are wondering when you will be receiving the personal benefit sheets, which have traditionally provided comparisons of the different medical and dental options, along with the costs associated with each option. Many of you also have expressed concern that the open enrollment window is so short that given your individual flying schedules or vacation plans, along with the late delivery of the printed information, you won't have sufficient time to complete the process before the deadline. The following is a high-level overview of the open enrollment process. Earlier this month, everyone received a glossy publication at their home address alerting you to the upcoming open enrollment process. This benefits publication was not the open enrollment packet, but rather an advertisement of sorts letting you know that the process was coming. During the past week, the company's publication, titled Benefit, It's Your Life, began arriving at the home of employees. This publication is the guide designed to assist in navigating the open enrollment process. Using the same process as the one implemented by the company last year, employees must access the Your Benefits, the YBR website, at www.ybr.com/united in order to view available plans and make benefit elections for the next year. When you click on the enroll link at the top of the homepage on the YBR website, you will be provided a five-step guide to complete the annual open enrollment process. We provided comprehensive details on these steps on our website and encourage you to read through our guide to assist you in the enrollment process, which include exploring the 2014 magazine, updating your dependent information, compare available medical options for you and your family, tax-saving opportunities through flexible spending accounts, and enroll in your benefits and certify your dependents. Understandably, concerns over a change in process combined with a shorter enrollment period can create uncertainty and anxiety. Please take the time to read through the information to become familiar with this process and rest assured, as in years past, you will have the opportunity, once open enrollment closes, to make corrections to any benefit elections you may have made without having ample opportunity to consider all of your options. Review our article designed to address your concerns and answer your questions. Group Universal Life Insurance and Long-Term Care Changes. As you may know, the Group of Universal Life Insurance, GUL, will be moving from the existing carrier MetLife to the new carrier Minnesota Life Insurance, effective January 1, 2014. Included in this transition is a valuable benefit available through this open enrollment. All flight attendants can increase their current coverage by one times base annual salary without providing evidence of insurability. This is available to flight attendants currently participating in GUL and those electing for the first time during this annual open enrollment. This offer also covers the flight attendant's spouse or domestic partner. One problem that has been discovered is that when a flight attendant tries to enroll or increase the coverage for their spouse or domestic partner, a Social Security number was required. AFA is aware that many spouses or domestic partners do not have Social Security numbers. A fix of sort was worked out that if the spouse or domestic partner has the ITIN, or Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, they would use 999-99 and the last four digits of the ITIN number. This will allow them to get past the box requiring the Social Security number and move on to complete the remaining information. The question remains, though, as to what happens if the spouse or domestic partner has neither a Social Security number nor an ITIN number. As soon as we receive that clarification, we will advise you. If you do go on to the Minnesota Life website, we encourage you to make sure your beneficiaries are correct. The beneficiary information was to have rolled over from the MetLife to Minnesota Life and appear seamless. That being said, you should verify that that is indeed true. Flight attendants have also been asking why there is no open enrollment for the long-term care or the LTC coverage. There has not been an open enrollment for LTC in a number of years. AFA asks United every year to please have an open enrollment for this in-demand coverage. The answer has been consistently no. The reasons we have been given run from it is not high on the priority list and Subcontinental does not offer it. We will continue to advocate for an open enrollment in long-term care. Soon we will begin bidding for our 2014 vacation. Our MSC Schedule Committee has published our annual vacation guide with important updates for the 2014 vacation year. A flight attendant will receive full vacation accrual after having completed a minimum of 97 hours and 30 minutes of paid activity in each quarter of the rolling 12-month period, ending in the August schedule month prior to the vacation year. If you have less than 16 hours and 15 minutes of paid activity for that period, no vacation is accrued. You will accrue 1/24 of the vacation accrual for the calendar quarter for every 16 hours and 15 minutes of paid activity in that quarter. Designated quarters are the bid months of September through November, December through February, and March through May, and June through August. Please note, start and end dates for some bid months for 2014 have been changed as provided in Section 2.W of the contract. Our 2014 vacation is based on the accrual period of September 2012 through August 2013. An important consideration for our 2014 vacation, as provided in Section 18K.1.C, effective February 28, 2014, vacation pay will be 3 hours per vacation day prorated for any partial day. If in the prior vacation accrual, as defined in Section 18B, a flight attendant has been paid 936 hours of flight credit, his or her vacation pay shall be 3 hours and 15 minutes per vacation day prorated for any partial day. United is creating a new screen in Unimatic entitled VAC-INC. This will display your actual accumulated hours for the previous vacation year and will indicate if you have achieved 936 hours. The company has indicated this page will become functional in early 2014. Until it becomes functional, the response to a VACINC command entered in Unimatic will result in an ERR identity/UNI message. Once the system is in place, if you have any question about your accrual, you should contact the vacation accrual team. Understanding the accrual process is one important piece in the larger vacation picture, and we encourage you to read through the comprehensive information included in our 2014 vacation bidding article. Your local council president, joined by the local presidents from our 14 other local councils, are meeting in Chicago this week for a regular fall MEC meeting. We will report on the business conducted by the MEC through our MEC meeting summaries later this week. And that's all for this evening. We thank you for calling. Let's stand in solidarity as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the United. Thank you.